This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Them out at franklinarmory.com. As we do, we're going to punch this week in by kicking it off, and that's enough of a martial art comparison there, I guess, metaphorically. I'm going to speak with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
You're all stretched, limber, worked out, ready to go to it, Bill?
I'm limber right now, but that's just because I got done with the tens unit. So I'm nice and limber that way.
You were making all the. I thought we were going to go into the
martial art part.
The martial art part, and just start stretching, see what we could do a little back. Okay.
Now I have to use machines now for that. Too old.
Okay.
Too old.
How was your back, by the way? Because you got worked on Friday, right?
Yes, I did. Well, I got worked on Saturday, and it's coming along. When I first started this, the first time he put me on the table and said, "Well, let's check this," and he looked at my legs. One leg was 3 inches shorter. This time, it was just a couple of centimeters shorter. So it's we are coming along. Now we're working on pain mitigation, which I have a portable TENS unit that I can stick in my pocket and just sit there and just, you know, run shocks into my back and just walk around and look just like a normal 25-year-old. Except for the
I want you to move and live another 100 years.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of, now this may sound unrelated, but bear with me for just a moment. I was looking up the COVID-19 death rates, not the actual number, but the number per 100,000. Because, let's face it, Montana is not going to lead the nation in the number of deaths, but are they doing a good job? And I, in honor of Lock and Load, I compared it to South Carolina. Well, if you look at the leading states, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, District of Columbia. The first four are 10 times more deadly than South Carolina, and they're all deep blue. And I was thinking, wow, so the media is selling this fear. Be afraid to leave your home. Down here, there's arguments that said we should have put, you know, late in April, early in May, we should have put the kids right back in school as soon as we discovered that the kids are, they might get the disease, but they're virtually immune to serious injury from it. Okay, they have the sniffles for a couple of days, and the sooner they develop immunity, the less likely they'll spread it later. We flatten the curve. Now let's increase the area under it to get the herd immunity sooner. Otherwise, we're just prolonging the lockdown without making any progress. And then I started thinking about what the media is selling. The media is selling fear and rage. Well, but who are they selling it to? I mean, it's hard to worry about it in Hawaii, where a few people per thousand, their rate, Bill, is a tenth, almost a tenth of what yours is in South Carolina. So it's hard to get them all excited about it. They've got more to do than just watch the TV all day. And then I was reading another report that said, look who the fastest growing segment of gun owners are. Who would you guess them to be?
Black women.
Exactly. urban rather than rural.
Yeah.
Minority rather than majority. Female rather than male. Young versus old. So the old guy wearing a plaid shirt who lives out in hay country, that's not who the gun owners are anymore. And those are the people the media has been targeting with this insane fear campaign. And you know, it makes sense why they want to protect themselves. People who are starting out in life, they have less money than those of us who've been at it for decades. So they live in the poor part of town, the parts where the police don't patrol as often.
Right.
Women are more vulnerable than men. Women with children have more to protect. Do you think this was a very devious plan by Donald Trump to get more conservative gun owners in the next election?
I don't think it was a plan by Donald Trump. I think Trump was very happy with his economy the way it was going. And
right.
I think to be honest with you, I think after the Imperial College thing came out, he realized that he was going to have to let the states do what they did. So that's why he turned it over to the states and he didn't do anything federally.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand how some of these never Trumpers and supposed conservatives, you know, he's out there. What he basically did was say, I'm going to let there be smaller federal government.
Right.
And I'm going to let the states handle this, which I thought that's what all conservatives wanted anyway. Smaller
yes.
federal government. And so he gave it to them, and now they're out there and... you know, yeah, there's going to be spikes in this and everything, but I actually think this was the one they ran with simply to try to crash the economy.
I think you're right. My governor just said everybody had to wear a mask. I'm looking for the mask that says my governor is an idiot. They're sold out right now, so other people are thinking the same. I guess my question, you know, the thing I really don't understand is, can the media at the same time create the fear, blame Trump for the fear, and then tell listeners not to protect themselves from the fear that the media is selling? That's a tough step.
It's a stupid attempt, too, because they've thrown the cops under the bus. We know right now the blue flu and the Ferguson effect is in full swing.
Right.
People that have never, ever, ever, ever wanted a gun before are buying guns.
Yes.
Because they understand that they're going to be making a phone call before long, and there's not going to be anybody on the other end.
Which is a heartbreak.
Yeah.
But
I mean, and it's going to affect black lives more than the police do. So all of this stuff that they're pushing, all this stuff that they're peddling, this is actually them they're projecting, which is what they do. They project that all of their fears and all the things that they plan on doing and all this other stuff, they're just projecting that on us. And, yeah, they can blame Trump on it and everything. But, I mean, you know, look where it's happening. George Floyd, who had COVID-19, but George Floyd was killed in a Democratic city in a Democratic state with a Democratic mayor and a Democratic city council and a Democratic chief of police. So if there's systemic racism, guess who was in charge?
Guess who drove it?
Yeah.
I do want to bring up, this will be our last COVID-19 gig for the evening.
Sure.
But I noticed from SAF, the Brady Bunch and Giffords took about $1 million in paycheck protection money, and SAF's going, we would never do that. So wait a minute. You're handing out money to politicians, but you claim you don't have enough to pay your staff.
Right.
This is just three decimals, corrupt and vile. And I went mentally, I'm sorry. Did you expect anything different from people who are being funded by Bloomberg and Soros? Made me revolted.
Tell everybody how they find you, please, sir.
Will do. You can find my written word at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. Once a week, I get to be here with Bill and the Ninjas. And I also put out Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
SEZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SEZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to SEZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the Binary Trigger, the Providence Line, Salute, Reformation, the Militia Line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Rob Morse. So where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to go touch on politics before we get heavy into self-defense.
Sure.
Because, unfortunately, politics is driving so much of the news. Who knew that it's an election year? We saw the rumors of it before, but now those rumors are saying the event is closer than ever. Seattle Times reports that a majority of the Seattle City Council wants to make a 50% funding cut in law enforcement. So I'm sure some of that will go through, quote, social workers that will come out and deal with domestics. If you ask a policeman what the most dangerous situation in which he gets thrust, domestic calls hand over fist. You hear somebody fighting next door, you hear someone scream, and a neighbor calls, and now you're thrown in to a violent situation. Wow. The next one is traffic stops, so I'm waiting for social workers to start enforcing traffic laws next. But as you'd expect, it's crazy. The business community in Seattle, one guy said by the end of the month, he thought businesses would come back to maybe 20% occupancy rate. A billion-dollar investment firm moved its headquarters to Phoenix. And the reasons were interesting. He goes, my colleagues now in Phoenix, it's a little more expensive, Philip. Actually, I didn't know this. Taxes are higher in Phoenix, at least in the downtown area, than in Seattle. Surprised me. But he said, now my colleagues can choose the socioeconomic run of life where they want to live. If they want a lower priced home, a little larger, you know, farther out per square foot, they'd get a little more, and they could have a family if they wanted to. They just couldn't do that in Seattle. Who knew that people might want to grow up and have a family?
Who'd thunk it? What a novel new idea.
And that in order to do so, you have to leave a deeply blue city.
Well, that doesn't surprise me too much. That part doesn't surprise me.
This wouldn't surprise you either. We expected that with the stay-at-home orders, you know, there's only so much takeout. A lot of storefront restaurants, smaller businesses and shops in New York City are just being crushed. That's happening in the malls as well. We saw on Fifth Avenue, and I think you mentioned it, you know, just the top tier fashion, you know, Rodeo Drive kind of fashion outlets are going, I can't make it here on Fifth Avenue anymore. And I want to write about this. For the first time, these crazy social policies that we see in deep blue cities are hitting the very upper rungs of society.
Yeah.
Oh, we're here for the nightlife, you know. Well, now you can't go out. All those places are closed.
Yeah, as soon as it gets dark, nightlife is over. I would expect to see a new thing start this. I would expect to see some sort of insurance against this for businesses. That would be a really big niche to buy into because most of them are just, they probably try to do a PPP loan or a PPE or Small Business Administration loan. Whatever
right.
It was they tried, they may not have been able to do it, or it wasn't enough, or something. I would fully expect to see a new category of insurance come out of this, just as an aside. I've been told by more than one person that in the event of a total economic collapse, the insurance companies will still survive.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Well,
I guess, you know, do you remember, here's why this is so confusing to me. I remember in Chicago when small businesses and churches tried to open up, Mayor Lightfoot threw the cops at them.
Yep.
Meanwhile, she was supporting these massive Black Lives Matter protests. So
yep.
Some gatherings are more equal than others. And I went, is that politics or is that simply payback? You have to make a kickback donation before the mayor will let your business open.
Right.
And these small businesses can't bribe enough government officials to get open. When will that just drive them out of the city? It's spread now to the larger malls and larger retail establishments, not just the small businesses.
And it will keep on spreading.
That corruption spread because we thought we were stopping the spread of a virus. It turns out we promoted the spread of corruption by giving unprecedented power to government officials, and now we have to live with the corruption. And wow. That to me is dangerous to my children.
I'll tell you what else I'm seeing is that these retail outlets that, you know, shipping is still going on. But there's nobody there to order. Like if it's a good example is a tennis shoe place, because like a Champs, Finish Line, Foot Locker. Sneakers are a big business now. I'm a sneaker head. So there's been all of these new things come out, but none of them have actually made it to the stores because there's such an erratic shipping chain right now, such erratic, reception to it, opening and closing and opening and closing and whatever else they're doing. The other thing that's happening is some of these are trying to limit how many people come in. So you go to the mall, you get in the mall, and then you got to wait in line. And, you know, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I'm not going to do that.
Now, a lot of us buy the sneakers. Oh, here's the last one I bought. I just order it from the warehouse, get it, order it online.
That's right.
Get it sent to me. But that doesn't work for a new model.
It depends. Well, I mean, it helps if you're buying one kind and you've got numerous of those and all that other stuff. We're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody once again how to find Rob Morse.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I write a blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast once a week. I get to join Bill and the Ninjas here on Lock and Load Radio.
Yep, the Ninjas. I don't think the Ninjas know how thick they are out there. I've been talking to a couple of them here and there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A U.S. district judge on Monday ordered a new delay in federal executions hours before the first lethal injection was scheduled to be carried out at a federal prison in Indiana. The Trump administration immediately appealed to the higher court. The U.S. judge who made the ruling said there's still legal issues to be resolved and that the public is not served by short-circuiting legitimate judicial process. Hosting an event with law enforcement officials at the White House, President Trump says violent crime is spiraling out of control.
You look at what's going on in Minneapolis, you look at what's going on in many, many Democrat-run areas, but they want to defund and they want to abolish. Far-left mayors are escalating the anti-cop crusade and violent crime is spiraling in their cities.
The president also taking questions from reporters. You're listening to USA Radio News. Federal and Navy crews are still fighting a fire on a Navy ship in San Diego.
Right now, the priority is to fight the fire, get it out, so then we can take a complete assessment of the status.
Expeditionary Strike Group 3 Commander Philip Sobeck says firefighters and over 400 sailors are contributing to the effort after the USS Bonham Richard began burning on Sunday. Sobeck saying the upper decks of the ship continue to burn and have sustained damage. The heat is on for much of the country, with heat advisories and excessive heat warnings from the panhandle of Florida all the way to California. In Phoenix, Arizona, cooling stations are being set up by the Salvation Army across the city.
We recognize that we're in the middle of a pandemic as well. And so all of our volunteers and all of our workers who are here, we don't reach into our coolers without having gloves on, so that we make sure that we're contactless when we provide water to people.
Major Tim Smith with the Salvation Army speaking there on CBS 5 in Phoenix, Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse about various things. One, yes, sir.
One last thing I saw. The mayor of Seattle now is facing a recall petition. When I read through the complaints in the petition, I couldn't tell whether she was being pilloried for being too conservative or too liberal.
This is a thing about the woke folk, the youngsters right. that are coming up. They're going after Pelosi. They're going after Pelosi. She's being primaried, and the guy that's primarying her, he has a little bit of traction.
Interesting.
So, I mean,
she's being primaried from the left.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
She's not left enough.
Wow,
she's too much establishment. She plays the game. You see, she plays the game. So they're coming for her. They're coming for her. I mean, it's just like the guy that lost in New York to AOC and everything else. The old school Democrat is not looked at as left enough. So that might be where they're trying to confuse and say you're sort of conservative. Well, compared to them, yeah, that might look a little like that, but not necessarily.
On the other hand, if I were a Democrat that the rest of the country thinks of as being a crazy leftist, I can imagine funding somebody who's even crazier on the left who makes me look moderate. That's not a bad campaign tactic. You just hate to get caught marketing yourself that way.
Right.
For example, Chicago's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, shootings are up 75%. And she's saying, oh, we just haven't defunded the police enough. Give us time. And I'm sitting here shaking my head going, I know you could sell that to the media. And you may have people who have to vote for you, but my gosh, 64 shootings in Chicago, 28 in New York City over the weekend. We see 92 in New York for the week. We just see huge spikes in violence. And this is at a time when the media is selling fear to people. People aren't out as much. I would be afraid that if I were a Democrat politician, people might have time to notice my record.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely going to be interesting because in this next election, there's going to be people that are suddenly pro-gun that have never been pro-gun.
Right.
There are going to be people that have always been tax and spend, and now they're, you know, they're out of business, or they've always voted for Democrats and they had their salon license revoked. It's going to be interesting, and we're going to see.
It is.
But the other thing that I keep getting notifications from certain people about this happening and that happening. Look, if you don't like what's happening, you can change that at the ballot box. It's a very peaceful process. And all of these that are out there saying, well, you know, mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting. Well, was it California I just heard lost 100,000 ballots?
Yep.
So, I mean, you need to go to the polls and vote. And if you don't vote, then you need to brace yourself. Because what's surely a vote for nobody is a vote for a Democrat. That's just the way that works out.
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. If nobody went to the polls, then we just have the votes that or the cheat ballot stuffs. So we have to outnumber that to win.
Yeah.
You bring up an interesting point about what you do and what you fail to do. We've heard calls to hold law enforcement accountable, to limit qualified immunity. And I know you think, no, don't get rid of it, but we may want to limit qualified immunity. Did I hear you correctly?
I think what they have to do is they have to set a clear-cut parameter as to where qualified immunity is exceeded. Now, if you go out there and you put out a warrant and you're taking an oath, they're asking you, do you swear this is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? You're throwing your hand up and putting your other hand on the Bible saying, yes, Your Honor, so help me God. And then you're getting out there and you're getting the warrant wrong, and you're busting down the door, and you're going in the door, and you're killing the wrong person, and you're at the wrong house. I mean, yeah, that needs to be reined in a little bit, and there needs to be care taken when these little no-knock warrants occur, because you're rolling in there, and you're rolling in there hot.
Right.
So I understand that law enforcement is a tough job. I absolutely get it. It's no kidding. But you're making it tougher on yourselves when you allow this kind of stuff to happen. So that needs to be reined in. Either rein that in or you're going to lose. Give it time. Qualified immunity will go away. Then policing will go away because nobody will be a cop because somebody will, you know, inadvertently, he'll be in a fight for his life, and he'll slam somebody to the ground, and somebody will get it on their, Samsung 3 mobile phone, and he'll get sued, and then he'll get put in jail, and nobody's going to be a cop no more.
Right.
And then we're really without rule of law, so, you know.
Well, here's, I want you to go one step farther, Bill.
Sure.
I have, and you phrased it perfectly, a guy's fighting for his life, and in perfect hindsight, He threw someone against a solid surface too hard, bad cop. What do we say about the bureaucrats who refuse to follow the law? Lots of states on the books say, oh, I have to complete your concealed carry application, your FOID card application,
right,
and I only have 30 days to do that, and it takes years. Well, I have no sympathy for that at all. The people who face a life and death situation might be the domestic abuse victim that's trying to get a gun in her home or to carry it on the street because she's got someone who's bigger and stronger and is threatened to kill her,
right,
and the bureaucrat can't be bothered. I want to omit eliminate qualified immunity for the bureaucrats.
Well, this is going to be that will be an uphill climb. All of this will be an uphill climb. But in the meantime, we've got the Ferguson effect in full swing. I hope everybody's happy with this. I mean, they were out there wanting the federal government to bail them out for all of their damage, which the feds have said no. So now they're talking about raising taxes. And if you're a blue stater and you decide to run out because of all the nonsense going on, that's great. Come to my state, but leave your politics there. I don't want you to vote in somebody that's going to do this to us voluntarily. Everything that's happening in Chicago, where they're talking about this, and Michigan, all these other places, this is because they voted them in. They've got the government they voted for. So don't bring that kind of, and if you can't leave that behind, then maybe just don't even bother showing up. I wish you could be free. Not enough to give up my freedom for you. Tell everybody how to find you right quick, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. That's just a little snack food, 15-minute podcast once a week. I blog at soulfacts.wordpress.com. Bill's kind enough to use some of those articles here. I'm on Lock and Load Radio with the Ninjas and part of the Polite Society podcast.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Where would you like to go? No, sir.
I would like to go to St. Louis. You remember there was a couple who lived in a gated community. So yep. Did the mayor. A BLM protest smashes down the gate, and this couple stands on their property, tells these guys, I don't know where you're headed, but don't come here. While armed, they did not point their firearms at the protesters. There was some cell phone video. The media made great hay of it. The local prosecutor, funded by George Soros, had the firearms seized, but the couple was never charged. Well, now you have, it's much harder to go get property back than it is to fight a criminal charge. What was interesting was that a local firearm store said, you know, that doesn't seem fair to me.
Yeah.
We're in the St. Louis area. We don't like it. Hey, guys, y'all come over here. You can have one of our ARs for free. That's putting your money where your politics are. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and that I'm sure the, what's her name, Gardner, the prosecutor,
yeah.
I'm sure she didn't
great.
Like that too much.
Yeah, now the gun store has to find out if the cops are going to come and take all their stuff again without charges filed. Just, oh, gun's bad, we'll scoop them up, meet you in court, and I get to use the state's money, you have to use your own.
Right.
Isn't that something that a socialist president would do in
well,
a third world country?
It's certainly, it's certainly something the government of St. Louis seems to be willing to do, doesn't it?
It does. I think I just found my article this week, Bill.
The only local government that I see that is worse than the St. Louis one right now would probably be Atlanta.
Yeah.
Now,
I wonder if go ahead.
No, I understand that you want to, with all of these things, you want to make sure that you you know, make sure that you dot the I's and cross the T's. However, we know, for example, that there were armed members of the peaceful protesters. We know they were there. Armed members.
Right.
We know that.
Yep.
And for some reason, we're just not paying attention to that. And instead, they've gone after these people who dared to bear a weapon. And we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes.
I did like, now, not in St. Louis, but guess what? Lots of places aren't. The governor of Mississippi said, you know, this really bothers me, the way government is being conducted in Missouri. I think that couple was entirely within their rights.
Sure.
Don't protest that. Don't protest like that and threaten people if you're in a crowd. Don't do that down here. I haven't yet seen any media reaction to the governor's comments.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. I mean, without a doubt, we're going to see how this goes. But it is steadily getting more and more ridiculous as it goes along. And like I said, if those of you that live in these areas that you want to get out of them, great. Come and join the rest of Free America. Just please leave that other nonsense that made you vote for these people in the first place. Leave that somewhere besides where you're at, where you're coming to. We don't want it here.
Don't bring the crazy with you.
Yeah.
I want to finish on an upbeat.
Sure.
A tragically insightful note. Did you see the attack? This was Central Florida, Pasco County. I'm trying to put it next to a large city. I can't find one. A guy was a firearms collector. He's home at night. He posts, hey, look what I got, I think it was a closed Facebook group, but somehow some of the information got out, some of those pictures got outside the group. Three criminals, guys, young men, but with a known criminal record, they were not going to Harvard, Yale anytime soon.
Right.
Attack this guy just after midnight. Well, the homeowner's up. He's sitting there playing video games. He hears glass shatter at the back of his house, and he goes, oh, wow. Now, for a lot of people, after midnight, our guns put away, we're in bed, not this time. And he just moves toward the center of his house. He doesn't go any farther toward them. There's a long hallway between the back of the house where the glass windows were, and the three bad guys stack themselves up down the hallway. They're wearing dark clothes, masks over their faces, and they're armed.
Yeah.
And you talked about what would ever happen if a qualified gun owner met the bad guys. Part of the fantasy of that is it's called El Presidente. You have your back to them. They're spread out side by side. Bill, this wasn't that hard. Grandma could have done this.
Yeah.
The bad guys are stacked up one behind the other. The guy in back can't shoot forward because his criminal compatriot is in the way. The homeowner shoots all three. One of them escapes with his life.
Yeah. That sounds right. When you meet a armed homeowner. So that's a for lack of a better word, that's a happy outcome, isn't it?
Well, it is, and most of us don't think of, if someone said, you know, I want to defend my house, I think I may have to put up a wall and a moat, and you'd say, wow, that seems extreme. Have you thought of a garden path that is like a hallway so that whoever comes into your house has to come down a path so that they can't spread out and envelop the house, and all of a sudden someone who's ever been there goes, I don't want to go down that path. A stairway that might lead up to a second story might as well be a bridge over a moat. No one is coming up it if you want to stop them.
Yeah,
so,
well,
again, we see that, I'm going to call it tactics, beat numbers, all tech and gone. This guy didn't need to be a high-speed USPSA competitor. He just needed to be there and willing to defend himself and his family.
Yeah.
Tactics let the good guys win.
Yes, they do.
But now, think of it. Had he charged down that hallway,
confronted the intruders, let's say in a large back room, all of a sudden he's got the ugly scenario of letting three guys shoot at him, and now he has to try and back his way to a position of safety back down that hallway. Don't be that guy. So tactics work both ways. Don't make horrendous mistakes, and then be a competent defender. Wow. And you're almost invulnerable. You know, but let's see where our homeowner was lucky. It would have been awesome, too, if he'd had an alarm, maybe motion-activated lights, because if that back room was dark and he literally can't see who it is,
right?
Much better to have them silhouetted. I really want to see who it is, so it's not the drunk uncle, the drunk neighbor. You and I have read crazy stories where a guy runs off the road and runs into a house. No, it'd be nice to identify three teenagers wearing masks with guns in their hands. You know you're doing the right thing. You're not going to sleep that night after disturbing yourself, after defending yourself. But my gosh, I'm worried about the night's sleep you're going to have for the rest of your life if you shoot a drunk neighbor, too. So little things make it so much easier for honest people to defend themselves.
With a little bit of tactics and a little bit of thought. That's what we're selling the ninjas. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
My pleasure, Bill.
Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dan Zimmerman as we do the weekly recap from the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.